I knew George when he was the mayor of Cleveland, and I knew him, of course, when he was the governor of Ohio, and when he was a U.S. senator, and I was a U.S. congressman. We would interact often, be together often, relative to especially issues that affected Ohio. And he was a Republican, I was a Democrat, but we were, I would say we were good friends. He was a very good man, a man of great integrity, very easy to get along with, very humble, and had a wonderful reputation. I mean, he was just, he was one of those kind of men that, you know, reached out to the other side. He wasn't a Republican 100% of the time, and he reached out to Democrats to work and to get things done, to compromise, to make things happen for Ohio and for the country. And he just truly was a blessing. He was the kind of elected official that we miss and that we need in office today. You know, he and I were both elected officials at a very good time when Democrats and Republicans worked together. And he was just a man of great humbleness, great integrity. And he was, he's just a good man, and he cared about people. And the country was first, the party was second. And that's the way he oftentimes, if his party was wrong, he would say it. He just was a very, very decent person. We also bonded, too, on a not only on issues, but on, he had a son. He was a younger child. He died at the age of 9, and he was, I think he was struck by a car. And I also had a child that died at a very young age, a young boy. He was about 15 when he died. And, you know, when you have that kind of thing happen to your family, you kind of bond with other people that have had similar tragedies. And so we recognize that in both of our families. And we became close with each other as a result of that, and just we had an understanding and respect for one another.
You mentioned that you were friends and became close. What were some of the other things that he cared about?
Well, he cared about the environment. You know, he was very good about serving the Great Lakes. You know, he would sponsor legislation at protecting the Great Lakes, Lake Erie and all the Great Lakes. And so it was very, very important to him. He was very concerned about energy independence, and he would speak out about it all the time. He wanted government to work, and he was, you know, constantly pushing that government would work better. And he was fiscally conservative. I mean, he was very fiscally responsible. I mean, he was concerned that we were spending way too much money in our government, and he was very involved with that aspect of our government. So he was a man of many talents. He was involved in a lot of different issues. And you can imagine, the other thing he did, which was interesting, is he became mayor of Cleveland. And Cleveland at one time had a terrible reputation. Cleveland was practically bankrupt and run into the ground by just, they didn't have a good situation. They spent money they didn't have. Environmentally, they had one of the only rivers in the country that caught on fire by itself, the Cuyahoga River. And when he took office, he cleaned, not only he cleaned the river up, but he cleaned the town up. And he brought Cleveland back to be a pretty prosperous city. And I remember Cleveland used to be the joke of a lot of late-night comedy. And when George Voinovich took over as mayor, surely and slowly, every year he made it a much better city and turned the whole city around.
And just briefly, what do you think his legacy is? What do you want people to remember about him?
He's a good man, man of integrity, and he's the kind of man that you need, that we miss. He's the kind of man that you need in politics today. And it's the kind of person that we look up to, and he's he's a man who gave great value to whatever he did.